Good morning. It's March 21st, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal moment for immigration policy in the United States, the Texas Supreme Court has reinstated a controversial law, sparking a complex legal battle over state versus federal authority. Senate Bill 4, now back in effect, significantly expands the powers of state police and local judges in dealing with suspected illegal immigrants, a move that has sent ripples through communities and law enforcement agencies alike. The heart of the controversy lies in the law's provisions that allow for the immediate arrest and potential deportation of individuals suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. Notably, the law criminalizes crossing into Texas from another country at any location other than a legal port of entry. This applies to both recent arrivals and those who have been living in Texas cities without authorization for up to 2 years. The Fifth Circuit Court is currently scrutinizing the constitutionality of these measures, with illegal border crossing designated as a Class B misdemeanor under the law. Amid this legal tug-of-war, a federal appeals court panel has temporarily halted the law's enforcement, citing the need for further review. This decision has introduced a layer of uncertainty, affecting migrants, state troopers, and local law enforcement officials, some of whom are keen to implement the new rules. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, known for its conservative stance, is at the center of this dispute. The court's involvement is significant, given its history of cases that have escalated to the Supreme Court. Adding to the complexity, the Biden administration has filed a lawsuit against Texas, arguing that immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, a stance supported by Mexico's refusal to accept migrants deported under the law. This ongoing legal battle not only highlights the tension between state and federal powers in regulating immigration, but also has profound implications for the enforcement of immigration laws across the United States. The situation remains fluid, with the potential to reshape the landscape of immigration policy in the country. In a bold move to combat climate change, President Biden has unveiled new national pollution standards targeting a significant reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles. This initiative is set to reshape the automotive landscape, aiming to slash emissions from passenger cars and trucks by nearly half by the year 2032. A pivotal element of this strategy is the push towards a greener future, with the regulations specifically designed to accelerate the adoption of hybrid and electric vehicles. By 2030, the goal is for half of all new vehicles sold to be electrified, ramping up to a 56% share of new car sales being battery electric by 2032. In a parallel effort, Washington State is taking an even more aggressive stance. It mandates that all new vehicles sold must be zero carbon emissions by 2035, underscoring the growing momentum towards electric vehicles, EVs, across the nation. The overarching aim of these policies is multifaceted, promising not only to significantly reduce pollution, but also to spur job creation, enhance public health, and provide substantial cost savings for American consumers. Despite the clear benefits, the transition to EVs has not been without its controversies, often becoming a politicized issue. However, the initiative has faced criticism for what some see as its lack of urgency and robustness in addressing the climate crisis. Critics argue that the regulations are too lenient, allowing automakers too much flexibility and potentially delaying the most significant increases in electric vehicle sales until after 2030. This has sparked a debate over the best path forward, with calls for a more ambitious approach to ensure the U.S. can effectively combat climate change and lead the global clean energy economy. The new standards represent a critical step, but the conversation around their sufficiency and the pace of implementation continues. In a pivotal moment for Ohio politics, former car dealer Bernie Moreno, carrying the endorsement of former President Donald Trump, clinched victory in the Ohio Republican Senate primary. This sets the stage for a high-stakes showdown against Democratic incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown, in a race that's capturing national attention due to its potential implications for Senate control. The background to this electoral battle is rich with contrasts and competing narratives. On one side, we have Senator Sherrod Brown, a seasoned politician known for emphasizing his bipartisan efforts and fostering relationships with executives. On the opposing front, Bernie Moreno steps into the political arena as an outsider, wielding a message of right-wing populism that resonates with a significant portion of the Republican base. As the campaign heats up, both candidates have not shied away from launching attacks against each other. Allies of Brown have sought to portray Moreno as an unprincipled businessman, questioning his integrity and commitment to public service. Moreno, in return, criticizes Brown for his liberal policies and close alignment with President Joe Biden, arguing that it's time for a change in representation for Ohio. The significance of this race extends far beyond state lines. With the Senate's balance of power hanging in the balance, the outcome of this election could have far-reaching implications, shaping legislative agendas and influencing national politics for years to come. As both candidates gear up for an intense campaign, all eyes will be on Ohio as it becomes a battleground for the future direction of the United States Senate. In an unprecedented legal challenge, former President Donald Trump is grappling with a staggering $454 million civil fraud judgment in New York. This case not only underscores the magnitude of legal battles faced by public figures, but also sets a significant precedent in the enforcement of financial judgments against them. The heart of the matter lies in Trump's contention that it's unfeasible to post a bond while he appeals the judgment. Contrary to Trump's claim, the New York Attorney General's office is calling this bluff, suggesting alternative means to secure the appeal. They propose either splitting the total judgment across multiple bonds or leveraging some of Trump's real estate holdings as collateral. This legal entanglement is part of a broader spectrum of Trump's financial woes, as his personal legal liabilities now tower over $543 million due to various lawsuits. The stakes are high, with the New York Attorney General poised to seize Trump's assets should he fail to meet the judgment's demands. This situation not only highlights the legal complexities surrounding high-profile individuals, but also raises questions about the feasibility of such large financial judgments and the mechanisms in place for their enforcement. As this case unfolds, it will undoubtedly have far-reaching implications for Trump and possibly set a new benchmark for similar cases in the future. In a move that underscores the growing concern over the security of the nation's critical infrastructure, the Biden administration and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, have sounded the alarm on potential cyber attacks targeting U.S. water and wastewater systems. Attributed to Iranian and Chinese state-sponsored groups, these attacks have already breached information technology systems, signaling a serious threat to public safety and national security. The White House is urging water system operators across the country to step up their cybersecurity game. This call to action comes amid revelations that many water systems lack the necessary defenses against such sophisticated adversaries, making them prime targets for cyber espionage and sabotage. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, is at the forefront of the federal response, collaborating with sector and interagency partners to bolster defenses and mitigate risks. In response to these threats, the EPA is taking a proactive stance by proposing the establishment of a water sector cybersecurity task force. This initiative aims to close the security gaps and foster the adoption of best practices across the industry. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Pennsylvania have voiced their concerns about the vulnerability of the state's drinking water systems to attacks by nation-states and terrorist organizations, further emphasizing the urgency of the situation. The legislative response includes the introduction of the Cybersecurity for Rural Water Systems Act of 2023, which allocates $7.5 million towards enhancing the cybersecurity of America's most vulnerable rural water systems. The consensus is clear. Immediate and decisive action is necessary to fortify the cybersecurity of the water sector, safeguarding public health and the environment from the dire consequences of potential cyberattacks. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.